Ben Stiller after pledging $150,000 to Kamala Harris, "I wish I was black. Every white Jewish guy wishes he was black." By Alana Mastrangelo on August 6, 2024. Zoolander and Meet the Parents star Ben Stiller pledged $150,000 to Vice President Kamala Harris' 2024 presidential campaign during a fundraiser, telling viewers they should vote for Harris in part because she is Indian and black, and would be the first woman president. The actor then added, "I wish I was black. She's going to be the first woman president," Stiller said. "She's Indian, she's black, she's everything, I'm Jewish and Irish. I wish I was black. Every white Jewish guy wishes he was black." Watch below. Stiller, who was speaking on a Comics for Kamala Zoom call, also insisted to viewers that he is not just another funny guy telling people to vote for Harris, reminding them that he is an actor who appeared in the 2001 film Zoolander and the 2004 film Dodgeball. "I know what you're thinking," he said. "Probably another funny guy here to tell you why to vote for Kamala Harris. But I feel like I'm different, because I'm not a comic. I'm an actor. I played Derek Zoolander. I was in Dodgeball. I got my dick stuck in my zipper 25 years ago. You can trust me," the actor continued. "Seriously, I'm here because I'm so genuinely excited about the potential to actually win this election. What's happened in the last couple of weeks, just the turning of the tide. I just want a decent person in the White House. You know, a person who cares about democracy," added Stiller, whose suggestion that the vice president upholds the values of democracy would come off as an ironic remark for many, given that Harris has been running a shadow campaign in preparation for when President Joe Biden, who was democratically elected by voters, would be forced out of his re-election campaign. In June, former Fox News host Tucker Carlson noted while speaking in Australia that Democrat primary voters had recently cast a ballot for Biden. "He's elected by his own party. People actually went to the polls and cast a ballot for him. But all of a sudden, because he might not win against Trump, we need to take his job away from him by force and let the donors put someone in there who can beat Trump, because that's democracy," Carlson quipped. "And that made me start to think for the first time, maybe we're defining the word democracy a little differently," Carlson added. Stiller made no mention of these developments while speaking on the recent Zoom call, but instead went on to argue that Harris should also be president because she is pro-gun control and pro-abortion. "I believe in everything that she's standing up for," the Tropic Thunder star said. While Stiller fantasizes about Harris letting women kill their unborn children, the Japanese stock market panicked and suffered its worst single-day sell-off in history, losing even more points than it did on Black Monday in October 1987. Spooked, in part, by a looming recession under the policies of Biden and Harris in the United States. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.